Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has great confidence in at least one of its traditional institutions. That would be the armed services. So why is it so difficult right now to recruit the number of people they need to keep our all-volunteer army going and to keep it the world's best military operation by far? Nobody better to speak to about that and to speak to about the possibility that Vladimir Putin may be losing control, that we in the United States may be losing control over the drug crisis, than one of the most distinguished officers in the United States Armed Forces right now, U.S. Army General, retired, a four-star general, and General Barry McCaffrey. He holds three Purple Heart Awards. He has been one of the most decorated officers, general officers we have in the Army. He has also served as what was known as drug czar for a past presidential administration, and actually helped the United States make some real progress on the war on drugs. I'm also proud to say that General McCaffrey is a friend of this show. General, thank you for joining us. And let me ask you first about Vladimir Putin. An extraordinary piece by one of the most distinguished historians in the world, actually, Timothy Snyder of Yale University. He says, at the beginning of his piece, "It seems to me from a distance that Putin's rule is weakening. We now regularly hear from people aside from Putin about the meaning of the war, the catastrophic consequences that await Ukraine and the West and so forth. This is interesting because it seems like a sign that Putin is losing control." Do you think that there's any chance, General, that that's true?
Well, I certainly think that Dr. Snyder up at Yale University is an incredibly astute observer of what's going on in Russia, and has been from the start. So there's a good argument, I thought, from the start, that in the longer run, Putin has put Russia in a terrible position, economically, politically, international affairs. His army's under tremendous pressure. They can't keep this up in the longer run. He's become a pariah state. He personally is going to be in a position where he'll never be able to travel widely in the coming years. So I think he's in trouble. But in the short run, the Russian armed forces still have a preponderance of artillery and air power and are smashing Ukraine's cities flat. So it's a desperate situation. We don't yet clearly see the outcome, but I think Putin's in trouble. That's clear.
You said recently that Putin just signed up for a 10-year event. Do you think the American political leadership and military leadership have the stomach, the determination for a 10-year event?
Well, we're about to find out, but I think an even more concerning short-term consideration is, can Europe, can Germany in particular, get through the coming winter without shutting down a good bit of their manufacturing capability, or indeed keeping their homes warm? Because Angela Merkel, who I thought the world of, and with one exception, she made herself completely dependent upon Russian energy. Now, her argument was at the time, against U.S. Advice, was that this economic interdependence will make the Russians more peaceful, will make them more democratic and law-based, and of course that wasn't the case. So In the short run, it's going to be very difficult for the Germans and the Europeans in general to get through this winter and still sustain the Ukrainian Zelensky effort to defend their country.
The United States still would be able to get them more quickly some of the weapons that they say they need, and I know that's an effort that you have supported in the past. What about the state of the U.S. Army? There have been so many articles recently about the top command looking at even the possibility of lowering recruiting standards. They say they're not going to do that. But could it even be true that only 23% of young Americans are qualified to enlist today? Is that a problem for our country?
Yeah, I think it's a not yet understood problem of huge significance, because moving to from a volunteer force to reintroducing the draft is possibly politically impossible without some external threat that is existential to the survival of the United States. So I don't think the draft is in the cards for any reason. This coming year, we're going to lose about 12,000 end strength in the Army. All the services are not going to make their end strength except the U.S. Air Force, and they're scrambling to pull it off. So the biggest single problem is obesity. And following that is some two-thirds now of Americans that take the Armed Forces screening test, which is common for all the services. Used to be one-third of them would flunk it if you were a high school graduate. Now it's two-thirds are flunking it. And then finally, their physical conditioning beyond the obesity is just terrible. So it's hard to know where this is going. The armed forces are competing with the same kids that go to community college or to a university. That's who we're after. And I think we're also seeing a declining propensity to enlist. And some of that was due to COVID. For 2 years, we didn't have access to high school kids. And some of it's due to America's educators basically telling the armed forces, stay out of our high schools, you can't come talk to our students, which is an incredible state of affairs for the United States.
Well, it is entirely, considering how many people there are who only attended college or managed to attend college because of benefits under the GI Bill. That's when all of a sudden we exploded in terms of the number of people who pursued and got a college education. Would you favor tying together again, as happened in prior generations, this idea that, well, if you want to go to college, you do your service to your country first?
Well, I think, first of all, it's not in the cards, because there are many more young people by far coming of age at 18, registering for the draft, the males only, than the armed forces need. We're 2.1 million men and women in the active guard and reserve. So we couldn't possibly use more than a fraction of the young people coming of age. And then when you start downsizing it and say, well, the number you quoted is correct, only 23% of American males are eligible to enlist. So that's a problem we have to face up to. They're taking a bunch of very creative actions. They're bringing in people on conditional enlistment and 90 days, and we try and get you in weight, and so you can do push-ups and pull-ups and two-mile run and that sort of thing. And by the way, we do have incredible inducements to enlist of college money. So the other aspect of it is you got to have access to kids. You got to have parents that say, no, in this family, we're proud of you serving in the armed forces for 4 years, getting your college money and then coming home to us. That's the change. It's a cultural change we also need.
One of many. General McCaffrey, if you can hang with us, I do want to talk about the drug crisis. which has become just devastating when you look at the numbers. Has this erased all the progress we've made in the past? We will talk about that with General Barry McCaffrey, 4-star U.S. Army general retired, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Grovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In the war in Europe, which is the most serious and destructive and horrific, nightmarish war in Europe since World War II, Ukraine is now reclaimed 46 settlements as Putin's troops are forced to give up territory through Kherson region amid Kyiv's counteroffensive, which apparently has been going well. I'm speaking to retired four-star general Barry McCaffrey, who has opinions watching the all of the problems that America experiences now. There's a USA Today editorial. The headline was "Time for Change. Federal ban on marijuana use causes more harm than good." General McCaffrey, you've been there in the front lines trying to fight against the serious damage from drug abuse and addiction and proliferation to every aspect, every corner of American society. Is USA Today right? Federal ban on marijuana use causes more harm than good?
No, it's astonishing. We're just losing control. This is a policy issue. I just spent some wonderful a few days in Nashville at the Gaylord Opryland, 8,000 attendees from the National Association of Drug Courts. So the people that are on the front lines of dealing with what actually occurs in addiction in rural areas and cities and across the country, one into another. And look, the current threat to Americans' health and safety in the criminal justice system, 107,000 dead last year from overdose by illegal drugs, and 101,000 dead from alcohol. Exacerbated by the COVID crisis, it shut down the drug court system, it shut down treatment programs, it shut down hospitals. It's just an astonishing inducement to drug abuse getting out of control. And that's where it is. And part of it's related to widespread use of marijuana. Now, the leading cause of stoned driving, it's more than alcohol. And if so, you know, my view is that if you're using, 30% THC content marijuana, and in particular edibles, and if you're an adolescent, then you're putting yourself in an incredible risk of chronic addiction leading to the use of other drugs. So I think it's utter nonsense, but there's a small, well-funded drug legalization community that's pushing this argument. It's going to be a great tragedy. It'll get worse and worse, and in 10 years from now, we'll say, oh my God, what were we thinking of? And the pendulum will swing back the other way.
One can only hope. One of the things that is dramatically unknown to Americans in general is the push for marijuana legalization, and initially under the disguise of medical marijuana, was largely funded by George Soros. He was enormously concerned with this, and there's so many people, conservatives, who look at George Soros' political involvement. Before any of that started, he was a big free marijuana guy. And a legalized marijuana guy, and again, initially making progress with that in terms of medical marijuana. Did you have to deal directly with that during your time as drug czar?
Oh, absolutely. I spent 3 hours with George Soros. And by the way, he's a perfectly intelligent, delightful man. He funds a lot of Democratic initiatives that I support. But a lot of people fixed in their bonnet. I just had an angry exchange with a young lawyer here in Seattle over this same issue. A lot of people say, well, look, we got a couple million people behind bars in the United States, and overwhelmingly they're there because they were arrested with a joint. And so here's my assertion. It is not possible in America to be arrested, prosecuted, and put in jail for personal possession, not just of marijuana, but damn near any drug. Basically, nobody's that stupid. So if you're a chronic addict, we end up arresting you because you're breaking into my car, breaking into my house, doing street sex on the front steps of a police station. I mean, the disaster of addiction, and who knows what the numbers are, I'd say it's around 18 million people have a substance use disorder. That's the new term for it, which nobody recognizes. But so it's a massive problem, and marijuana is part of it. And by the way, there were three billionaires funding it. Soros may have been the most visible. And I used to use the number around 300 people in the country were active in this drug legalization effort. And it's not over. Oregon just passed a change, I think, to their state constitution that basically said personal possession of any drug for personal use is legal. What we have over 3,000 drug courts. They are marvelous. They basically take a chronic addict under arrest and say, how'd you like to spend the next year under our diversion program where we get you treatment, we get you a group living environment, we get you eyeglasses, we get you employment, you know. So the drug courts are, and AA and NA are the answer to chronic addiction, but you know,
and which is also an answer to
disaster.
It's also an answer to the homeless encampments and to
absolutely
the terrible problem of literally hundreds of thousands now of people who are living on the streets, the majority of whom are substance abusers. No,
it's simply shameless. Here in King County, I think the last number I read is around 11,000 homeless. And it's two sides, by the way, of the same coin. It's substance abuse and it's mental health. And the two are linked. And you have to treat both of them in a pragmatic way. But as a general statement, one of the reasons the drug courts work so well is you have a coercion element and you have a reward element. And by the way, it's abject misery being a chronic addict. Nobody likes being an addict. So if we organize ourselves, it's not just getting people off the street, it's getting them into sobriety. It's getting them into where they have adequate access to medication for psychiatric illness. It's disgraceful how U.S. policy is dealing with this effort, and it's getting worse by the year. This is the lethality of drug overdose and alcoholism. By the way, alcoholism is still one of the most devastating drugs in America because it's legal and it's cheap and it's accessible and it's socially okay. So we're not doing very well. It's a problem for employers and parents.
And maybe for some enlightened leadership, as was always provided by General Barry McCaffrey. Such a pleasure speaking to you, though I hope it will help people get a more serious attention on the issue of addiction and drug abuse. More coming up on politics and its impact.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion dollars drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show. Last week we spoke a little bit about trying to resist the call of the doomers. And doomers, as a phrase that I believe was coined originally by Jane Costin, who is one of the people who does a weekly newsletter through the New York Times. But the doomers are basically people who try to motivate other people by talking about the end of the world. If you don't get something done, if you don't elect me, if you don't send in money, then everything is going to go terribly. And she writes, Jane Costin, I'm an increasingly optimistic person. I am much more positive about the future now than I was as a teenager. She says, I blame the very bad time that is being a teenager. I remember that. And I'm even sunnier today than I was in my 20s. I'm now in my 30s, she writes. Some of that is because of the gift of marriage, and some of it is because of the improvements I've seen in my work and in the lives of people around me. Plus, things I would have never thought possible in politics and culture have happened in my lifetime, because people refuse to give in to cynicism or accept that everything is actually terrible. And then there's another piece today, which is, it's also New York Times, but this is two different academic authors, and it says, fed up with Democratic emails, that's Democratic with a big D. And the piece is by a professor at University of Pittsburgh, and the author of a book called The Big Disconnect, Why the Internet Hasn't Transformed Politics Yet. Okay, here's what they write. They say national, democratic, and progressive groups together burned through the surge of liberal organizing under Donald Trump, treating impassioned newcomers like cash cows, gig workers, and stamp machines to be exploited, not a grassroots base to be tended. Worse, research by academics and political professionals alike suggests that many of the tactics that the left employed to engage voters proved totally ineffective. Some may even have backfired. Millions of dollars and hours were wasted in 2018 and 2020. And yet, as the party stares down a bleak midterm landscape with abortion rights on the line, the Democratic establishment and progressive organizations alike are doubling down on the same old tactics. The core role of supporters in these tactics is to be whipped into panicked giving by messages like this one from Nancy Pelosi on April 28th of this year. Quote, I asked several times. Barack Obama told you the stakes. Joe Biden made an urgent plea, she wrote. This is an email that they sent out to hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know how else to say this, so I'll be blunt. All these top Democrats would not be sounding the alarm if our democracy wasn't in immediate danger of falling to Republicans in this election. I need 8,371 patriots to step up before time runs out. Rush $15 and help me close the fundraising gap before the end of the month deadline in 48 hours. Inside Democratic fundraising circles, this tactic is known as churn and burn, a way of squeezing money out of individual donors that reliably produces brief spikes in donations, but over the course of an election cycle overwhelms their willingness to keep giving. Even worse, these apocalyptic messages fuel despair. If democracy is in the balance, and then Democrats fail to pass restorative measures, voters inevitably must wonder, why keep trying? This is the same stuff that you hear from Republicans, isn't it? I mean, don't you get, maybe some of you get, the same kind of letter? Well, if we don't win this election, we'll never have an election again.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
There will never be a choice. We will never have the ability to, because we're going to be giving up everything. Our fundamental rights are on the line. America is heading toward a civil war. The only way to avert it is to send me a check. I think it's sickening, frankly. On both sides, our recent studies show that the effectiveness of such approaches ranges from small to nil, to negative. People who volunteer on campaigns are often nothing like other Americans in their politics. The gulf is particularly wide on the Democratic side, where infrequent and swing voters of all ethnicities, ages, and life experiences tend to encounter highly educated, liberal, and white volunteers. Yet national groups continue to push this approach. This year, Vote Forward aims to have volunteers print and send some 10 million heavily scripted voter turnout letters. With most of the personalization gone and the risks of counterproductive freelancing clear, one could well ask why these groups are using volunteers at all. Are letters to voters just chum to draw in small dollar donors? A gig economy scheme that works only because volunteers pay for their own stamps? I got a letter, a form letter, and of course, I'm sure it was sent to tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. Dear Michael, first name basis, this is Don Jr. It was the Jr., Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr. He says, I was just talking to my father, and he was very surprised because he didn't see your name on the list of donors. Now, I don't give to political campaigns. The idea that Donald Trump, in the middle of a campaign, is looking and saying, "Where's that Medved guy?" You know, well, maybe he wasn't one of my biggest supporters. I wasn't. But the whole idea that someone is supposed to believe that Trump's feelings are hurt if you haven't given to him. I mean, they do the same stupid stuff with Biden. They do the same stupid stuff with Bernie Sanders. And I'm sure if they are running for office, they'll do the same kind of stuff with Ron DeSantis and with Gavin Newsom or whoever the politicians are going to be. This article in the Times says that this is more of a problem for Democrats. Why? Because they say that Republicans actually have their own affinity groups. They say Republicans, of course, also treat the news as an endless series of crises, but their calls to oppose socialism or critical race theory or transgender inclusive bathrooms generate energy that flows into local groups that have a lasting, visible presence in their communities, such as anti-abortion networks, Christian homeschoolers, and gun clubs. Right-wing activists are encouraged to run for local office by overlapping regional, statewide, and national personal networks that conservatives have built with decades of sustained investment. When not connected to such networks, Democrats receiving apocalyptic messages can feel more battered than activated, leading to demoralization and despair. Well, demoralization and despair, maybe a little bit of demoralization is inevitable when Democrats are losing, and they are. But the idea that the country is going to thrive on demoralization and despair and thrive on the idea that you have to dig into your pocket. And when you think about what that money actually gets used for, it's not to feed people who are hungry. It's not to clothe people who are freezing cold, certainly not in August. It's money that's used to pay campaign consultants and usually run negative ads. Good luck with that. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Came in on our special program that we offered on last Friday, which was the myths, mistakes, and misunderstandings about World War II. And James wrote in from Seattle, wrote in on Friday when we played that show, said, heard you today refer to December 7th, 1941, a Japanese attack using the woke term surprise as opposed to sneak attack. A surprise does not carry the moral judgment that sneak does, as in surprise, happy birthday. I certainly did not use the term surprise to try to convoke any aspect at all of Japanese innocence for an unprovoked attack that killed almost 3,000 Americans. There were almost the same number of Americans who died at Pearl Harbor as who died on September 11th. But, the idea of going back and it's one of those things where one of the moving aspects that they played when Prime Minister Abe of Japan was killed horribly in with that homemade gun in Japan recently, they played some of the footage of Abe coming to Pearl Harbor and nodding his head in respect to the Americans who had died there at the hands of a truly evil Japanese assault. And President Obama came to Hiroshima, and he also prayed with Prime Minister Abe there, who was Prime Minister of Japan at the time, over all of the Japanese civilians, mostly, who had died at Hiroshima. And I know that at the time there was an attempt by people, and I was very resistant to it, and I've talked about this, and I even talked about it a little bit on the special we did on World War II, which, by the way, you can get. If you have a MedHead Plus membership, which costs you all of 22 cents a day, you not only get access to this show anytime you want, and with the commercial free, as a matter of fact, so it goes even faster, and you can get that World War II special or all the other history shows we have free as a MedHead Plus member. In any event, that it's one of those things. There's no moral equivalence between Hiroshima and Pearl Harbor, and I know people would say that no. That Hiroshima was even worse because there were many times more people who died in Hiroshima, and that's true. And they were mostly civilians, whereas the people who died in Pearl Harbor were mostly military. There still is a difference between an unprovoked attack on a peaceful country that has taken a policy that you feel violates your national interest. That's a very different thing than in the middle of the war making an attack to shorten the war, which was Hiroshima was, and to save both American and Japanese lives. No, this is big news. Washington Post is reporting that the al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who played a key role in the 9/11 attacks, was killed in a U.S. operation. Officials say Zawahiri was one of the world's most wanted terrorists, assuming leadership of the organization after U.S. forces killed its founder, Osama bin Laden. Do you remember Zawahiri? He had a big lump on his forehead, right over his eyebrows and on the center of his head there, which he apparently got by banging his head on the floor in prayer with great fervency. When people become religiously fanatic and that leads them to murderous evil, that, it seems to me, is an indication of someone who will not be missed. He was the number two to bin Laden. I'm actually surprised it's taken the anti-terrorist forces of decency in the world so long to eliminate him. It was a U.S. drone strike. Well, isn't that amazing? Something else settled. Guy Reffitt, who was a right-wing militia recruiter for the Three Percenters, who brought a gun to the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, has received a 7-year prison sentence, by far the longest term yet of anyone sentenced for their part in the riot. The reason that he got a longer sentence was because he didn't make a plea deal. He didn't plead guilty. Reffitt, a senior member of the Three Percenters militia, was the first of those charged to opt to go to trial instead of taking a plea agreement. A jury found him guilty of 5 felonies committed during the riot, including bringing a firearm to the Capitol and interfering with an official proceeding. He didn't enter the building. Jackson Reffitt, Guy's son, testified against him in his trial, saying his father had discouraged them from turning him in. The elder Reffitt reportedly told his son that traitors get shot. And he said, "I never thought our father would say that to us," Jackson said. His daughter also testified at the trial and at the sentencing. It was reported that Reffitt was going to make some kind of statement. And if he did, and if it exists on tape, and we can play it for you, we will play it tomorrow. I think it's interesting how someone like that, looking at 7 years in prison, would actually talk about what had happened to him and what he did. There's also this from Tom Well, we will get to that tomorrow, because right now there's a film that I thoroughly enjoyed. It was playing in theaters, had a successful run in theaters, and now it is streaming, and it is available to everybody. It is the follow-up to Downton Abbey, the TV series and the first film, Downton Abbey, A New Era. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
In 1928, the familiar characters of Downton Abbey welcome a visiting group of Hollywood professionals who want to use their elegant premises as the location for a new silent films production. That's the basic setting for the rich and for the rewarding Downton Abbey, A New Era, now playing in theaters.
The modern world comes to Downton.
You steer ahead. You're the captain now.
Maybe, but the real star of the movie again is Maggie Smith as Lady Violet, who, in a puzzling subplot, receives an unexpected inheritance based on a long-ago secret romance. The cast is polished and accomplished as always, with the terrific new addition of Laura Haddock as an insecure but much-admired Hollywood silent star. The script bears unmistakable elements of soap opera, but the enchantment is still undeniable. Rated an appropriate PG, Downton Abbey, A New Era earns 3 stars and is still worth a visit.
And again, they almost surely will continue advancing with this array of endearing characters and admirable characters through history now that they've reached 1928. Speaking of moving through history, there is a new report and analysis that says the United States is facing a new and very dangerous era of political violence as threats against lawmakers rise. Is there anything good about that? We will get to it Tuesday on the MedVed Show. There are also 2 professors who have written a piece for the Wall Street Journal. It's very important. It says, you know all those reports about how religion is dying out in America? People aren't going to church anymore. They don't believe anymore. They don't read the Bible. Completely untrue, they say, based on a massive new study across the country. A religion's actually flourishing. So why is it so well hidden? We'll get to that next time. Also, a piece on CNN saying that, yes, Republicans are riding high, but they could still blow the 2022 midterm elections. How would that happen? And Sting in Warsaw, a message about democracy. We'll get to it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.